France's president is facing what might prove to be a defining battle of his term in office. Nicolas Sarkozy is trying to salvage his plan for a carbon tax to help fight climate change. It would be the first carbon tax instituted by a major world economy, and it would raise the price of fuel for many French businesses and residents. But the plan has run into a buzzsaw of opposition. The world's Jerry Haddon has more.
This was French President Nicolas Sarkozy speaking last fall about one of his signature initiatives.
J'en ai pris l'engagement, une fiscalité écologique nouvelle.
I have made a commitment. It is time for a new green taxation, the carbon tax. From 2010 onwards, it will be levied on oil, on gas, on coal, depending on their levels of carbon gases.
The carbon tax was meant to complement the Europe-wide carbon cap-and-trade system, which puts limits on the emissions of some of the country's biggest greenhouse polluters. It was targeted instead at many smaller industries, as well as retail fuels like cooking gas, heating fuel, and gasoline. The idea, Sarkozy said, was simple: to get people to use less carbon-based energy. But just before the tax was set to go into effect, this January 1st, France's Constitutional Council struck it down. The council said the exemption of most big carbon emitters was unfair, and consumers complained that they'd be hit hardest. In rural communities such as Oms in southwest France, residents are celebrating the ruling. Contractor Alain Fontaine says the carbon tax would have especially hurt country folk.
Par exemple, moi j'habite dans la montagne, que j'ai par exemple besoin d'un gros véhicule.
Take me, he says. I live here in the mountains. I need a big 4x4 truck. Meanwhile, there are people who live in Paris who've got their giant SUVs, and they would have paid the same tax as me. That's not fair. The tax would have amounted to several cents per gallon of gas. It was assailed by the opposition socialists and even the Greens, who called it a fraud. But Sarkozy hasn't given up on the idea. His government is drawing up a revised version of the tax that would offer more ways to offset the costs for the most vulnerable people. And it would be levied against more big companies, even some already subject to Europe's cap-and-trade scheme. But that aspect of the tax now has some members of Sarkozy's UMP party speaking out. Member of Parliament Françoise Branger this week worried about its impact on French businesses.
Ce n'est pas son principe qui a été invalidé.
She said the principle behind the carbon tax is fine, but the way of applying it is not, most notably with regard to business. Branger is worried that the carbon tax would make French products and services more expensive, driving business and jobs abroad. But French Minister of Ecology Jean-Louis Borloo countered that the revenue from the tax would be spent on jobs programs, roads, and other infrastructure.
Il faudrait être parfaitement aveugle pour ne pas comprendre que
one would have to be absolutely blind, he said, not to see that this tax is absolutely necessary for creating jobs and for promoting competitiveness. That same night, President Sarkozy went on national TV to defend his flagship bill. He said he would protect French businesses by leveling import tariffs against cheaper imports that don't meet the same environmental standards.
Pour rééquilibrer les conditions de la concurrence.
This way, we level the playing field, he said. We can't expect French meat producers to pay the carbon tax, for example, while we import meat from Australia or some other country that isn't taking the same measures against greenhouse gases. Sarkozy wants to have his carbon tax in place by July, and ultimately, he wants the entire European Union to adopt it. But such prospects are dim, and given his failure the first time around, Sarkozy could have a tough time getting the bill back through Parliament and past the scrutiny of France's Constitutional Council. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Oms, France.